Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, we have a line open for you right now if you'd like to speak directly with us, and we would love that. The number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Boy, we had a horrific weekend with mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, and then there's been other threats at various Walmarts and stuff around the country, and it's just
It's just an awful time.
I know, confusing time that we live in, and we ask questions. How in the world does this happen? And, you know, we have folks who immediately jump on, we got to get rid of guns, and then the proponents say, no, 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 that's not the issue. And then that debate takes you know, center stage. Mm-hmm. And then we've got folks talking about mental illness, and certainly mental illness may have contributed to these shootings. We don't know. But here's what we do know, that there's evil in this world, and that people have evil minds, and they concoct evil plans, and they carry them out.
Yes.
And that's what we see. And how does that happen? Well, it happens when the truth of God is suppressed in this world, and that's what we've seen since the very beginning. That's Satan's number one goal, is to suppress the truth. How does he do that? Well, he creates lies, and he twists the scripture just enough where you may think it sounds like truth, but it's not really. It's a lie at its very core. And as people buy into those lies, then the deception becomes greater and greater and greater and greater. And that's just the world that we've lived in. That's the world that we live in today. And we see those lies and that evil manifest itself in horrendous ways, where there's loss of life. And so our hearts go out to those who have lost loved ones in these mass shootings, others that have been injured, and we certainly pray God's comfort in those situations. But what in the world is the solution? And that's always the question, isn't it? What is the solution? What will bring an end to such horrific events? What will finally stop all of the madness that is out there in the world? Well, it's truth, and it's truth revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that truth that is revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ is the very grace of God.
Yes.
It was God's grace that acted in creation. If it wasn't out of his sheer pleasure to bring the universe into being, it would have never happened. But he did so out of grace. It was his grace in action. We're saved by grace. And that's why we in the church, we as the body of Christ, we who live in the kingdom of God here on planet Earth, need to be about our business, and that business is to testify to the gospel of God's grace. God set apart the Apostle Paul for that one singular task, and he never lost focus. He never wavered. I mean, the Roman Empire, all the things that were going on back in those days, just unbelievable.
Really?
And we're moving in that direction. And yet Paul said, I'm not here to fix the Roman Empire. I'm not here to fix government. I'm not here to fix the problems of the world. I am here to bring life to those who are dead in sin. And at the base, at the core, that is the problem. What we are seeing is spiritual death being manifested through these evil deeds.
Right.
That's the way it's been operating since the garden, since Satan lured Adam and Eve to that tree, made it look desirable to them, and then they submitted and ate. They lost their spiritual life. They were left at that point to figure out right and wrong on their own, to use their own understanding, and it's been a mess ever since.
Ever since.
That spiritual death has been passed on to every human being, and that spiritual death is being manifested in ways that are just horrific, just absolutely horrific. What's the answer? Life. Where is life to be found? In Christ. That's why Paul said, I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, and that's to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Why? Because there's life there. That is God's offer to life to mankind. And anyone who receives escapes the corruption of this world, is made new in Christ Jesus, and can live out truly who God designed them to be and created them to be as human beings.
Yeah.
So we at Basic Gospel, we send our condolences to those who lost loved ones. We pray that God's comfort will be there for them during this tragic, tragic time. But we also say to our listeners, we're resolved even more to carry out the task that the Apostle Paul had, and that's to testify to the gospel of God's grace.
And what Bob is talking about is, friends, that your gifts make a difference in the lives of people, and wherever the gospel hears, they hear. Well, right here at Basic Gospel, it's only because of your gifts that we can proclaim that good news for people to hear, believe, and live in this good news of Jesus Christ. And we appreciate your partnership with us. And when you give this month, be sure to request your copy of this brand new resource. It's Gateway to Grace, a 6-message series and study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's love and grace. And what better resource could there be for those who are suffering through these events? Just click Donate, friends, at BasicGospel.net. Request your copy of Gateway to Grace. Again, that's at donate@BasicGospel.net. Well, we have an open line for you right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast at about 7 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in over the weekend. Let's listen.
Hello there. My name's Ian. I recently was speaking to someone of a church, and I was asking them questions about what they taught and why they taught it. And I expressed an opinion that I did not agree with the New Apostolic Reformation. And they asked me if I was a sensationalist. Could you put some light on this accusation or terminology for me? In the light of what I was asking, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That's a new one for me.
Well, that is an interesting question. And Ian, thank you so much for asking that. There is a movement that is happening out there. It's a movement that's been labeled as the New Apostolic Reformation. Mm. And they say that there are apostles being raised up by God with new revelation to bring to the world today in order for us to recapture the world, to reassert our dominion over all things on this planet. And so there's a particular push within this movement to take over government and to bring it back into God's hands. And they're almost pushing for a theocracy. But the real piece of the New Apostolic Reformation is that they identify men and women as apostles who are receiving new information from God. So what your friend was saying, if you don't believe in the New Apostolic Reformation, then you must be not a sensationalist, but a cessationist. So you are saying that you do not believe that God is raising up new apostles, that the only apostles that have ever existed were the 12 that Jesus picked, and Judas being the son of perdition, Matthias being the one that was chosen in his place, and then the apostle Paul.
Right.
Those are the 13 apostles that received the revelation from God as to what the work of Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension meant for you and me. So it's Christ as the cornerstone, the apostles as the foundation, and then everybody is building upon that foundation. So you may be a preacher. You may have the gift of prophecy, which is being able to bring truth into the culture today, but you're not bringing in new revelation.
Right.
You're not bringing in something different than the apostles have already revealed. So there's a couple of scriptures here that I think are important. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. That's the makeup of the church, the body of Christ today, the Jew and the Gentile becoming one new man, standing together as the body of Christ on the cornerstone of Jesus and the foundation of the truth that was revealed through the prophets and the apostles.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, I believe. And then we go over to the book of Jude, and Jude is a little book back at the end of the New Testament, and we see this. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. So this faith, this Christian faith that we have, is something that has been delivered to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was delivered to us by the apostles. So God took those apostles, and after he gave the gift of the Holy Spirit guided them into all truth. The Holy Spirit took the things of the Lord Jesus and made them known unto those apostles, and they wrote it down for us. So the revelation has been given.
Yes.
The truth is there for all of us. So anyone who says, I'm an apostle sent by God, and I have new revelation to bring to you, you turn and run, because there is no new revelation.
Right.
In times past, God spoke to the people through various ways and through the prophets. Today, he is speaking to us through his Son. The apostles' word that was given to them is the message concerning Jesus Christ and what it means to walk by faith in him and experience his resurrected life here and now. So we believe that the apostles, that their time was a limited time back during the days of Christ, that there are no new apostles. The new apostolic reformation is saying there are new apostles, and that these new apostles are bringing new revelation to the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's biblical. I don't think that's biblical at all. And Ian, you are right to say you don't agree with that. And you're right to say, hey, I believe that the role of apostle, that those men have come, they've done what God asked them to do, and their role has ceased. And now we simply build upon what the apostles brought to us in the Word of God by the Spirit of God.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Bob and Ian. Hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. And friends, we would love for you to reach out however way you'd like to do that. You can do that if you're listening to the broadcast at about 13 past 3 p.m. Central Time. It's the live broadcast, and you can be a part of it right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Bob, we had this question from Jay, who lives in Atlanta and listens on WDWD, and Jay writes, in John 17:3, Jesus calls his Father the only true God, and in 1 Corinthians 8:6, Paul says we have one God, that he is the Father. It's been my experience, he says, that if someone questions the Trinity doctrine, people assume they're attacking Jesus' divine nature. However, if the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, then that makes up God. Then, according to Matthew 1:18, this would make God the Father of Jesus, of course. I understand that you are Trinitarians, as is most of Christianity. However, I don't see any passage in Scripture telling us to believe in the Trinity to be saved, but only to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, God's Son, and that He died for our sins and God raised Him from the dead. He then gives us the gift of God's Spirit when we believe. Your thoughts?
Well, Jay, that's a good question. I mean, John 3:16 is the verse that we all know and have memorized. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. In Christ is life. If you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. So Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and then was raised. And He raises us spiritually so that we can walk in the newness of life. So the message is Jesus. But Jesus was with the Father in the beginning. As John describes Him in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there was God the Father, and then there was Jesus Christ the Son, and there was also the Spirit. So we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. That's revealed to us in the Word of God. But when we're lost and dead in sin, the issue is Jesus. Do you receive Him? Do you receive His life? That's the question. And once you receive His life, then the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you, and then you're going to understand about this Trinity, about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You're going to see that Jesus was both fully God and fully man, and that's just been revealed in the Word of God. Now, the word Trinity is not in the Bible.
No.
You're not going to find it, but you do see that God has revealed Himself in three distinct persons.
Yeah.
One God, three distinct persons. Mm-hmm. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit.
Jay, hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. And friends, you know you've heard it many times as we have through the years. People are beaten and battered by what they hear masquerading as truth. But what they're hearing is a message from misguided teachers and preachers, just exactly as Bob was explaining to Eon just a short while ago. But for them and from the world, you know, they have to be better. Got to try harder and do the work of God to find His acceptance. Well, friends, that doesn't sound like the life that Jesus prepared for us. So let me assure you that there is a better way than doing it that way. And you'll learn all about it when you join Bob Christopher in Basic Gospel for Simply Grace, a live seminar designed to help you cast your cares on Jesus, because that daily struggle is just not what He's designed for you. At the Simply Grace Conference, you're going to learn about the life that you can enjoy and the life that you can thrive in every day. No matter where you live, we encourage you to be a part of it. It's going to be Friday night and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, right here in the ministry's hometown of Lewisville, Texas. All the information is available at basicgospel.net/events, and we want to see you there. Again, basicgospel.net/events for information on the September Simply Grace Conference. Well, Bob, we have this question, a YouTube listener, a viewer from Kay. She says, I asked a question last week about Satan being involved in writing the Bible. That was poorly worded. I should have said, did Francis Bacon and others alter the Word of God?
Well, I don't know about Francis Bacon. I know he was a key figure back in the, translation of the King James Version. I think he was a part of all of that, but what we have to realize is that God has preserved His Word through the ages.
Yeah.
And what we read today in our English translations, what somebody might read in a German translation, what somebody might read in a Latin translation, is we can rest assured that it is indeed the Word of God. There have been a multiplicity of manuscripts found through the ages. For example, we have over 5,000 Greek mm-hmm. manuscripts dating from around 150 AD all the way to 1000 AD.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of those, we just see minor alterations here and there, minor things that have changed. Like, for example, there is a verse in Romans chapter 16. It says this, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you." Well, that verse was found in manuscripts dated around 1000 A.D., but when they discovered new or manuscripts more recently in the last 100 years or so that were dated around 150 A.D., that particular verse was not found in those earlier manuscripts. So some of the translations that we have today don't include that particular verse in Romans 16.
Right.
Well, why? Because it wasn't in those earlier manuscripts, the manuscripts they used to translate the Bible into the English language. But normally they'll have a footnote saying, hey, this was added in later manuscripts. So we see a consistency in all of these manuscripts. There are people, skeptics out there, that will say, hey, you know, there's over 3,000 mistakes in the New Testament. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means somebody may have, a scribe may have misspelled a word, or a scribe may have put a punctuation mark or something like that, or added a phrase, added a verse that is consistent with other verses. It doesn't alter the content or the meaning whatsoever. And then the next scribe comes along and then carries over that same mistake And so it's that one mistake that's been counted, thousands of times. Yeah. So that's where that number comes from. But we can rest assured that the Word of God has been preserved by God himself, and that what we're reading today is truly God's testimony concerning his Son, and that by this Word of God, we can learn what it means to experience salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And besides that, we have the Spirit of God who is going to teach us what this Word means.
Yeah.
So, it's a good question, but I think we can come back and say, hey, we can rest assured this truly is the Word of God.
Yeah. Do you think you can talk for a couple of minutes about this upcoming conference? I think it's going to be a fabulous time. And as I've said before, I hope that people from all over, not only the nation, but in Canada, wherever you're hearing the broadcast, can come and be a part of it. I think it's going to be worthwhile to do that.
Well, it's called Simply Grace, and we've called it that for a reason, because grace is the why of everything.
Yes.
You know, why is there something instead of nothing? Because God chose to bring this universe into being. Why? Because it brought him pleasure to do so. That's grace. That's what grace is all about. He gave life to us in Jesus Christ. Why? Because it gave him pleasure to do so.
Yes.
It's the answer to everything. And if we will understand that, then all of the facets of our individual lives will start making sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there is so much confusion out there in the world. I mean, literally, the world is in chaos. Minds are swirling with all kinds of ideas, all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of philosophies, and we're just confused. We're confused people.
Yeah.
Well, we need to cut through that confusion and see what grace is all about. And once we do, we can have clarity of mind, clarity of purpose, clarity about life itself.
Just clarity.
That's exactly right. So come to this Simply Grace conference. I guarantee you will walk away knowing what your life is all about, knowing what your relationship with God through Christ is all about, knowing how to experience the abundance of life by grace through faith in Jesus.
Get all the information, friends, at basicgospel.net/events. Keep in mind that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, friends, and with your gift in August, we're going to send you the 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace. So click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net for your multi-CD copy of Gateway to Grace. Between now and tomorrow's broadcast, if you have a question, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, and you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast. If you'd rather write than post your question by voicemail, you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.